This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Never a doubt. Welcome on in. It is the afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. No Spike today, but have no fear. Don't turn that radio off. Ike's still here. What's happening, Val?
I'm still here. Brother Spike.
Nope.
Yep, that Brother Spike with Fritzy. I'm still here. I'll let you boy. We got a quick show, so I'm speeding up everything.
That's good. That's good. Also, don't worry, and definitely don't change that radio dial because we got Buzz Wilson behind the glass. So it's a high level radio show here for you. As we react, we're in between games now. Obviously, the Phil's coming up a little bit later. They take game one. You can't win both ends of a doubleheader if you don't win the first one. So they're able to get that one out of the way.
And that's the type of knowledge you're getting on this show.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why they pay me the big bucks. And they officially win the series over the Braves.
There we go.
It was a little tight today, so the bullpen made a little tight. But overall, the Phillies 36-19, now 10.5 games up on the Braves. 10.5 games up. That's pretty shocking. This time last year, 38-17, both is the best record in baseball. They are back at the top with the best record in baseball. 215-592-9494 to get in. If you're leaving the ballpark, we would love to hear from you. It was a bit of a sparse crowd because of the doubleheader, which is actually a shame. You knew that every game this series would have been 45,000, but only 32,000 there this afternoon. I assume the night game is going to be perfectly fine. But the Phils squeak one out today, Ike, and what we are calling, and many are calling, the Rafael Marchand game.
Well, that's what it should be called, quite frankly, because he did it both offensively, getting the party started with the two-run home run, and then obviously working behind the plate, threw out a couple runners, especially late in the game. Not sure why the Braves were stealing right there at that point, at the top of the ninth.
Well, with only, the middle of the lineup
coming
up?
Yeah, the middle of the lineup coming up.
Shout out to Snitker and Rossy Albies.
Yeah, so, Marchand, man, nice job today. We don't get to see him very often, so I've heard that he's an offensive guy.
Well, he can put the bat on the baseball. I wouldn't say he's an offensive guy.
Okay.
But at least from the standpoint of he's not a disaster back there.
Yeah.
Because
you think he's better than Stubby?
Yeah, he's better than Stubby.
Okay.
But
yeah. Certainly has more pop with Stubby.
We like the vibes.
Yeah.
Well, he's doing a lot.
At least Marchand fills out the uniform, man.
He does. He doesn't look like a little. Every time Stubbs went out to warm up the pitcher when JT wasn't ready, you thought it was like the kid they called
out. Bat boy out there.
Yeah. It was. So he's gonna. So the Stubbs calls are probably gonna calm down for a little bit.
Yeah, they'll calm down
now that Marchand had a big game. But he is quick behind the plate. He's like a cat back there, and throwing out Ozzie Albies in that situation was a huge spot. So either way, Rafael Marchand had a really good day. Obviously, he had the home run. Again, not an offensive explosion, and he also got hit by the pitch, if we want to call that a hit by pitch.
Still not sure about that one. What the hell?
Game-winning RBI. He did. It might have
grazed.
I almost said graced.
Yep.
Might have grazed his shoelace. I think that's the only thing we got. But overall, Phils win. Now, if you want to go to the negatives of this one.
Okay.
They went to their best out of the bullpen. And Kirkering, now he did allow the one inherited runner, which I feel like he got to just chalk up as something's going to happen at this point. Acuna, still really, really good at baseball. And, he went an extra inning, and that's good. He went back out there and did a job. Kirkering, not really an issue today. Strom is someone who has just been off this year. I mean, obviously, last year he pitched to the 1-something ERA, and he was a middle reliever that made the All-Star team. He looked nasty. And I don't know what's happened this year. Maybe he was overworked last year. But to me, his arm just looks kind of dead, and his stuff looks flat in the strike zone. And what's concerning about that is they have no other lefties now with Alvarado. I mean, I know Banks has technically an ERA in the twos, but he doesn't pass the eye test for the most part. I think he's a competent bullpen piece, but like it's going to be tough sledding here until the trade deadline when they can make some kind of move here to add another lefty to this bullpen, because Strom, I just think, is the biggest question mark now out there.
No, I totally agree with you. And quite frankly, every time he goes out there, the last few times, you don't feel comfortable. I didn't feel comfortable today.
No.
You know, you're almost saying, can we please get through this inning with Strom out there on the mound?
Like I felt that Murphy home run coming from a mile away.
Oh, we saw it, right? Like you knew that was coming. I tell you what. We may not have the luxury of waiting till late July.
I don't think so.
Right? Like, we may not have that luxury as far as solidifying that portion of the bullpen, right? You got to find some sort of replacement for Alvarado there. And you lose him, and then Strom's not at his best.
Yeah, I know. And then you're down to old Banksy, you know? And then Romano, I think, is fine. Like, he had a roller coaster ride of the ninth. That's going to happen with closers every once in a while.
Yep.
And I think, clearly walked Sean Murphy to get to Eli White in that situation. He threw a 3-2 slider. It's a setup pitch.
Yep.
I think he's mostly fine. It's the Strom thing. It's Strom. It's the lefties out of the bullpen. And you know, whether it's transitioning one of these guys in the starting rotation into the bullpen, I mean, it's going to continue to be a concern. And if he's hurt or if he has dead arm and they have to go in the IL, I don't know what they're going to do. There's no lefties at AAA.
Right.
The one thing that, and file this under something to watch.
Watch.
Okay. And I'm not suggesting to do it, but I think it's interesting. So five out of his last six starts, they have held Chris Sanchez under 90 pitches. So I can't tell if that's wanting to limit his, like, maybe it's wanting to limit his workload, not feel like he needs to be overworked. And if they're already concerned about workload with Chris Sanchez, I mean, him coming out of the bullpen with his kind of stuff, if they felt like Painter's ready, if they felt like Abel could come up and start some games.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave Dombrowski talked about it yesterday again on the show podcast with Joel Sherman and John Heyman. How eventually they're going to have, this is not a cut, you're fine. I'm just saying that he was like, we're going to have to put some of these starters in the bullpen if we're going to be serious about this year.
Yeah.
Chris Sanchez, if they're already kind of limiting his workload a little bit, again, five of his last six starts have been under 90 pitches. I know we talked a lot about Ranger to the bullpen in a contract year that's hard to do.
Yeah.
I know Hugh, very passionate about the Lizardo to the bullpen take yesterday.
That's not happening.
He's might win the NL Cy Young.
Yeah, that's not
But
happening.
I understand where he's coming from. His stuff out of the bullpen would be great. You're not moving him at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe Sanchez is the one we should be talking about, Ike. He pushed a ton of innings last year. He's coming back this year. He's already under contract. They need a lefty out there if they don't want to go to Alvarado. Or if Strom is banged up and Alvarado can't go in the bullpen,
making
the case.
You point out the being held or being on some sort of a pitch count and pitching under 90 pitches. I didn't necessarily realize that, but that's something that catches your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And could they be already trying to limit what he does? And that is more of a easier transition to say, okay, well, we're already going to limit your pitches, then you may as well be the bullpen guy.
That's what I'm saying.
And you're already under contract.
You're paid well.
Yeah.
You know?
And so there's no problem with moving you back to the rotation after the season, if that's the case. And somebody has to go there.
And by the way, Painter today, he was up to 80-some pitches. Up in Lehigh Valley. He's there. Able. He shoved again on Saturday for the Iron Pigs. Like they have plenty of starters.
So let me ask you this. Is this more to get through the regular season, or are you thinking about what the postseason can be? Because for me, postseason.
Are you talking about if they move Sanchez to the bullpen?
Yeah.
So I think it's about right now and the postseason.
Okay.
Because Alvarado obviously is not going to go in the postseason.
Sure.
Could they trade for someone at the deadline? Okay.
But they may be thinking, are we going to get anyone as good as Sanchez without giving up something that's gonna that we don't want to give up.
And
that's really what it boils down to, right?
And you probably don't want to. I think so. I know we've thrown out the idea of a six man rotation, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the problem with the six man rotation is that you have to you usually have to send down a bullpen arm. So a bullpen that's already light. If you go six man, you're losing another bullpen arm. If you make it five man, call up Painter or Abel, and then put Sanchez in the bullpen, you extend that with a bullpen arm that can go multiple innings. And he's been nasty against lefties. I mean, Sanchez so far this year. So again, I just think it's notable. That
I just always remember his matchups against Ohtani. Yeah. Ohtani can never hit him.
Well, and Strom actually owns Ohtani too. Maybe not this year. Maybe not this year. But I don't know. I saw that I saw that stat today that Destin Legardo put out about it's been five out of his last six starts. He has not thrown more than 90 pitches. They need a lefty. Strom was shaky. Maybe, just maybe, we could see. No one's really brought up the idea of Sanchez to the bullpen.
I hadn't thought of it.
Under contract.
Yeah.
Ranger, probably in the contract. You don't want to do that to him. Lazaro's been so good. You need a lefty. The idea of Chris Sanchez to the bullpen is starting to intrigue me more.
Makes more sense. It does make sense. And you're right. I hadn't heard anybody bring that up because he's been so good as a starting pitcher. But like you said, when you look at the number of pitches, and they may be on this unofficial pitch count thing with him.
Well, and what's interesting is, so he's been good. Like, you look at the number, it's 3.1, but hasn't felt as dominant as he can be.
Yeah.
Like I think he's been fighting himself actually a lot more this year than he has in. Like last year, I thought he was just getting these runs where, you know, the middle of the game, four innings just be over in like 20 minutes. And it feels like this year he's fighting himself a little bit more. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know. Just want to kind of file away there as a possible idea as we're trying to fix the Phillies' bullpen. Good win. Listen, it's a win over a division rival. You're 10.5 games up, but it's also you got to point out where we're at with this bullpen right now because it is certainly shaky. 215-592-9494. If you're heading out, you're leaving the ballpark, or if you're heading to the ballpark, we might have people going both ways.
Oh, yeah, you got them going. Yeah.
Hey, it's a nice little traffic jam on our way out of here, I'm sure.
Right. That'll be awesome.
It's going to take a while. So, and by the way, you're listening to Sports Radio 94, WIP, HD1 Philadelphia Broadcasting out of the Tasty Cake Studios. Nailed it. You didn't think I had that in my back pocket.
No,
I did not.
Did not.
We will get to your phone calls and some additional thoughts on the game, but it is 5 o'clock and we have an extended afternoon show. So, you know, we have to get to the 5 at 5 today with Buzz.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Buzz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Just want to say.
I got to be honest. I hate that intro.
I know you do, which is part of the reason why I'm into it and I keep it going.
With Buzz.
With Buzz.
With Buzz.
This is the first time I'm producing the two of you specifically and doing the top 5 at 5 since May the 1st. I was the only one on that particular show that believed in the Phillies at that point.
Oh, so now everyone's trying to take victory laps.
No, they've
Spike
been
Spike every day taking victory laps.
They've been 19-6 since. They're on a 106 win pace. And in case you forgot, here's what it sounded like back then.
So are you buying or selling this
team? No, I'm still buying. I came into this season with the expectation this team would win in the mid 90s, and I have not moved off of that. The Mets series
they're not winning in the mid 90s.
We're in like the 87 to 90.
No, I'll still say they're in the 90s. I'm still...
Dump this. Can you dump this?
You're looking at me like, you're Mr. Phillies optimist. You think...
Yeah, well,
we're transitioning.
You're transitioning? You're lowering the expectation already?
Everyone looks at me as a fanalist now. Not fanboy. Fanalist.
None of you believed. Wow. I did.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're trying to paint me in a bad light. Yep. I don't appreciate it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And just so you know, that has nothing to do with the top 5 at 5. I just had to work that in there.
Great.
Listen, yes, I've admitted my wrong... And I've corrected that. I'm on board.
Well, at least one of you has. Jack's still unwilling.
That's not even true either. Don't let me get in on the Phils. That's a problem for everyone involved.
Speaking of the Phils, the last 24 plus hours of discourse on one hit by pitch that happened two nights ago has just been unbelievable. And it is one of the all-time great old school sports arguments that we have, I think, in this city in particular. So with that in mind,
by the way, still waiting on that retaliation.
Yeah, I know. We'll get to that. We'll get to that, I'm sure.
Well, it's going to get worked into the top five at five. It's the top five worst arguments from old school sports fans.
Wow, so taking a shot at our listeners. Interesting.
Yeah, I like it.
Interesting.
Number five, it's the Establish the Run crowd. No, I know.
They won a Super Bowl.
They had one of the greatest running back seasons, if not the greatest in history. The Establish the Run crowd, when you have like Ryan Matthews back there, is ridiculous.
You got to set up the run instead of the pass, right?
I mean, Ryan Matthews.
I'm just saying, those Establish the Run people finally got vindicated because they got Saquon Barkley. That was more about Saquon Barkley than a mindset of establishing the run.
Now, when you played Ike.
Yes.
Were they telling you, like, we got to defend the run? Like, I mean, was establish a run still a big thing? Yeah. You had Andy, though.
No. The fans were still yelling, run the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy did not establish the run.
Yeah, Andy was not establishing the run.
It's actually...
And he's one of the greatest coaches of all time.
For me, it's where it originated at. I mean, you guys are too young. I don't know. Was it here during Buddy's days?
Oh, I have no idea. Yes. I have no idea. But Andy was a big argument. And it was funny because like he started running the ball way more when he got to the Chiefs. Like Pacheco and Kareem Hunt and all those.
He figured it out.
Yeah. He figured out a lot in KC that he couldn't figure out here. But he definitely would have figured it out at some point.
At some point, if you kept him 20 years.
Yep.
And number four, it's you got to get the momentum on your side. I mean, what is momentum? You go on a run in a basketball game, you have the momentum, and then the momentum swings back the other way. It's not a tangible thing.
Yes, it is.
This is a thing that just gets thrown out because you have nothing better to say.
You got to stop Uncle Mo. Man,
Uncle Mo?
Let me tell you, as someone who's been a part of that, and it's coming at you when the momentum is steamrolling you and you can't do anything about it. It's real, man.
Yeah.
And I've also been a part of when we had the Avalanche and we're steamrolling somebody.
Yeah. I mean, who could forget the 2014 Huskies? When we got hot, it was hard to stop us.
Momentum is real, Buzz.
All right. Well, and also, Buzz, you don't strike me as a big gambler.
I'm not a big gambler,
dude. When you can feel Buzz, you can feel momentum.
That is really faulty logic.
It's not faulty logic. I know exactly when I'm going to lose a bet in the middle of a game. 100%. You can see it coming from a mile away.
You see it happening. Yes, you do.
Also, in baseball, you feel every game almost feels like a loss. Now, baseball.
Yeah, when they have the best record in baseball, every game feels like a loss.
Yeah, that always does. Always believe in my team. But baseball, it's hard because the old adage is momentum's only as good as the next day starter. So, like, a starting pitcher can stop momentum. I think in basketball, momentum's real, and certainly in football.
Oh, definitely in basketball. Are you kidding me? I mean, 20-point.
But it swings so much in the same game.
Well, basketball's a game of runs.
Yeah, thank you. There you go.
All right, so is that just a game of runs, or is that the momentum switching 20 times?
I don't know if you played ball at a high level.
I played high school baseball.
Barely. You kept the book.
Senior year.
All right. What's three?
Number three, it's that these guys do nothing but swing for the fences, got to play more small ball, as if that's all major league hitters go up there and try and do the launch angle. Nothing gets old school baseball fans more riled up than when an offense is struggling and they think they're only trying to hit home runs.
Wow, that's been what people say about
that's
this.
That's the crutch we have, yes.
Yeah.
But
yes, the crutch we have.
I know.
Now, here's where I have come back to the small ball thing.
Okay.
Is that you do have to play a winning brand. You have to do winning baseball.
I agree, but they're not every guy's going up trying to hit a home run.
If you say this Phillies team is just trying to hit home runs, then you simply have no idea what you're watching.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Well, we can't say this team is.
So they're top five in runs, but they're 20-something in home run percentage.
Yeah.
And I think they're top five in average still. So, like.
Only one guy in double digits, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So they're not a home run.
But people will still say it just because it's the thing to say.
Well, I know. Well, there's also someone who hosted here for a long time that used to say it all the time that was wrong. just went talking about the team, and I think people repeated what he had to
just
say.
Just parrot commentary
a
they
lot
hear.
Some of the callers just parrot what he said. They were wrong. Anyway, what's number two?
Number two is the big man needs to get in the post.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, they're right about it with Embiid, man.
Embiid's got to get on the block.
He does.
He's got to box out.
He does.
Well, nobody boxes out.
No, I know, but you hear it every now and again.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think Wilt would have done this?
Well, dude, every time Embiid shot a three, I would get mad, though.
You don't like a stretch five?
Yeah, it's just, it was a little too much. In fact, that's when he was getting tired. He just started shooting threes.
I don't need the lazy jump shots. But I listen, the game has changed. I enjoy the big man who has the skills to be able to shoot from the outside. But doesn't mean I wouldn't like to see you down on the block. Working the post.
Get his ass in the post.
Yeah, man, he's 280 pounds, man. Get down there.
I know. Now, like, with a guy like Cat.
Right, I don't need him in the blow. I don't need him in the post.
He's got no moves.
Matter of fact, his feet are too big. He looks clumsy. Yeah, just shoot jumpers.
Yes, he's a modern big.
Yes.
And Bede, I would prefer if he was in the post more.
Although he sometimes acts like he's clumsy.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
he has skill.
He has a ton of skill.
Yeah. And Carl Anthony Towns, well, he looks like he's about to turn the ball over every time he dribbles.
I know. And now that he's, well, he did make the Eastern Conference Finals, he's probably going to lose. Knicks probably lose. But I could see people starting to say, well, Kat's a better big now than Embiid because he might make the finals. Like, I don't need that in my life.
Embiid's fault.
It is Embiid's fault, but he's still a better player.
So get us to the finals.
I don't know if he can anymore.
I remember there was one year Embiid, I think, led the league in post-ups, and people still said.
Yeah, we touched the ball the whole time. I mean, I hope so.
I'm just saying people get mad at it. He shoots 1-3. It's too much for people's
life. It is.
The old school sports fan.
It is.
And at number one, it's the discussion we had the last 2 days. The retaliation, the plunk the hitter. You got to send him a message, brush a guy off the plate. Is this not the most like cyclical discussion that happens every single time?
Yes.
It's the same people on both sides of the argument every single time. It has never once changed.
Yeah,
and no one has ever been convinced the other way.
On the same side of this argument.
Yeah,
retaliate.
The athletes, the guys that know baseball, are always on the side of throw at someone.
Hit him in the head.
You want to be on Spike's side?
Yeah,
I am on Spike's side. Yeah,
why?
Because it's dumb. Strider didn't do it on purpose. That's why.
That's not the point.
So why are we hitting a guy back?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Because we don't want anybody throwing inside against our guy anymore.
This is a thing from the 90s.
Tell me why wouldn't you do it?
Because what's the point? Why are we...
Because the positivity
from... The fake tough guy thing?
The positivity. No, forget.
Fade the music down. We got a serious discussion.
Yeah,
now,
forget about the tough guy thing. That's an outside.
I'm playing
thing.
Spike's rule.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. I get it. But what gets lost with everybody who wants to act like they're the sophisticated baseball fan and we're Neanderthals?
Yeah.
Because we want to hit and you're yelling the tough guy thing. That's a fan outside thing. You're asking what it does or what I believe it would do in the clubhouse. This is a team morale building thing. So there's a greater impact that it could have from you standing up for your guy in the clubhouse. That's the benefit of doing it, not the tough guy thing that we focus on as fans.
I gotcha.
But from an actual player standpoint, I'm sure Bryce would appreciate it.
Also, like everyone would have been fine.
Everybody would have been fine had they done it. Like what bad would have come from it?
The other annoying thing that your side of the argument does, Buzz, is they act like if you allow one base runner, the game's
you're gonna
over.
You're going to lose the game.
You're going to lose. Yes. Or the other annoying thing that your side does is they act like someone's going to die.
Right.
If they get, like,
you get plucked in the back.
Oh, my God. Is he going to be able to walk? Bryce Harper missed the game today. He's probably going to miss game two. And if they lost.
Oh, he's already out. The lineup's out.
The lineup's out.
He's not in the lineup tonight.
Which makes sense. If they lost this game, I would have been curious if he goes tonight, but. Like,
you've already won the series.
You've already won the series. You're fine.
Right.
You know, we don't need to go balls to the wall to win every single game. Make sure Bryce is healthy with the Brewers coming to town this weekend. But I think both sides get a little too emotional, but the whole idea of like they're automatically going to open up the floodgates, and here comes a million runs, yeah. and someone's going to get like super, super hurt if they get hit with a baseball.
And here's what I'll say to those who said you got to win every game. First of all, no, you don't. What if I were to tell you that the Phillies are likely to lose 40 to 50 more games this year?
Yeah.
And if they were to lose on the high end, 50, they would have, I believe, now this is before the game, so my math may be off since they won this game, but they would be in line for 94 wins now since they won today. They won the first game. When I did this earlier, it was 93 wins they would have, right?
Sure, it's not higher.
Where are they at?
You're saying if they won 50 more games from now?
No, they lost 50 more.
They lost 50 more. Yeah. They've 19 losses currently.
Right. So losing 50 more would give them what?
69 losses and 95 wins, something
so that
like
that.
So
that would make you, no, 95.
It
would have to be 93.
Be 93 plus 69.
Yeah.
All right, look at you doing math quickly. Yeah. I ballparked it.
So that's 93 on the high end. That would exceed what they were projected to win if they lost 50 more games. Let's say they lost 40 more. They would set a club record in total wins mm-hmm. with 103 wins. Mm-hmm. They're going to lose at least 40 to 50 more games.
Well, again, the old
you
adage
realize
is...
realize that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You win 60, you lose 60.
Yeah, they're going to lose 40 to 50
well,
more
the
games.
Rockies
so
are not winning 60.
One game to protect your guy, it's worth it. If you happen to lose, not saying you should go lose the game, but I'm just saying if you happen to lose the mm-hmm. game, it's not the end of the world.
Well, and where I came down on it again was I don't want this team to be punked.
I agree.
I don't think Strider did it on purpose either. And that's beside
that's
the point.
Yes, that's fine.
And Mundo Sosa got plunked. I'm just kidding. That was
retaliate for him.
That
yeah.
That was a 1-2 count. That was a 1-2 count. He's not getting hit on a 1-2 count.
Right.
But I just.
Don't mean it didn't hurt any less.
Oh, well, hold on, man. He's got a keister. I'm not sure.
He does have a keister.
I'm not sure if he felt it. But I just, you know, I want this team to be tough. And it's okay. Everyone's going to be fine.
I guess my thinking is they have the best record in baseball right now. They came back, won the next day. They seem focused.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need to derail any focus or put any more energy into this.
We don't
need to put any more energy into this story. Just make it a non-thing.
Well, I hope Wheeler plunks
someone. Well, it is a non-story now because I don't think anything's going to happen.
I don't know. If there's one guy to do it, I think it's Wheeler. I think Wheeler likes it. I could see Wheeler saying, give me it.
I hope you're right.
Because I don't
think anything's gonna happen.
If Wheeler doesn't do it, that's it. But I think
our last chance is
probably the wrong word to say. But
hope is a good word. We've already won the series.
I could see Wheeler doing it tonight because I think he views that he's the leader of the pitching staff. He's one of the leaders in this team, and he's gonna have Bryce's back.
I know Roy would do it. You think Doc would?
Yeah, kidding me.
Plunk you right in the neck.
Now, when Hamels did it to Harper, I was like, all right, that was a little much.
Doesn't exactly have the tough guy
act. Any of us expected that. And definitely nobody expected him to basically brag about it.
Yeah, I know. You think everyone?
I hit him on purpose.
Yeah, you think Charlie was like, what the hell are you doing? I mean, what, Hamels the tough guy now? I love Colbert.
I'm with you.
Someone else has done it. It would have been a little different, but Hamels is plunking people. 215-592-9494. Do you want them to retaliate tonight? Does Wheeler have to do it for the sanctity of the team? Get in now, and if you want to react to game one of this series, or if you're heading down to game two, would love to hear from you as well. Okay, Andrew is on WIP. What's happening, buddy?
What it do, fellas?
What it do?
What it do, Andrew?
And Buzz, don't even think about taking those shoes off between game one and two.
Yeah, keep those bad boys in, man.
So, big win today. I got a couple of things to talk about for the future of our team. First one is, I agree with you, Fritz. I agree with you. We talked about this before with the Sanchez-Suarez bullpen thing. Sanchez kind of reminds me of a pitch mix of Devin Williams from the Brewers. Great changeup. High 90s sinker fastball combination. I think he'd be great out of the pen. He's been struggling with pitch count, as we said, but I think it'd be great for a 7th, 8th inning guy.
Okay. What else you got?
Next thing, I would love to see some of the bench spots to be competed for by guys from the minor leagues.
Here we go.
Maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks, once every month. Bring guy up, see what he does, see if he's better than Wilson or maybe even Sosa now. So I'd like to see that happen.
Man, Sosa.
And then, hold on. 2 months ago, he wanted Alec Boehm to Seattle so he could play Sosa every single day. You're telling me he's not an everyday player? That's crazy. Okay, Andrew?
Sosa's good, but I'd like to see us develop some talent once. Besides, like,
yeah, but you're not bringing up.
This isn't the time to be developing guys.
Don't want guys to come up and then sit on the bench and get cold when they need a bat in AAA. And also, you're wasting options for virtually no reason.
That's true. All right.
I know. You get a little over your skis here with the minor league stuff. I mean, I appreciate it. You know that. But, like, you're getting a little cocky.
Hey, Brincone's deadline.
He's probably going to get traded.
I think that there's a couple of guys out there, a couple of lefties. Strom's been struggling a lot. I think his role needs to be reduced to a little above the Ruiz Hernandez role for now until he can get his stuff back.
Well, who do you want to put in that spot then?
I'm looking at guys like Vesia from the Dodgers, Brandon Little from the Blue Jays, and I'm looking at Brian Kane from the Astros. The Astros situation is interesting because they have two relievers who are great.
Right, but you're not getting those guys right now. That's the big issue.
No, not right now.
Right.
So the Strom thing, I think that's just him mentally and just mechanically. There's something going on that we haven't seen last season. His pitches aren't getting any movement. His fastball is not jumping. And his breaking stuff isn't going across the zone like it usually is. So I think there needs to be some work done there because we know what he can do. And it's frustrating to see him do this.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, Andrew, I feel you. The reality is that they're just not going to – they have to let Strom just pitch his way through it. Now, he was good two nights ago. Again, he hasn't been a disaster. I mean, heading into Sunday, I mean, his ERA was still on the twos. And then on the other night, again, he was fine. It's just, if you've watched the games this year, he has not looked like the same pitcher. And at the same time, he's their best lefty reliever. They're going to have to throw him, and you got to just trust that he's going to work his way through it. I mean, it's as simple as that. 215-592-9494. So, like, they are about the same as last year. Not the same. I mean, 36-19. They're 38-17. At this time last year. He brought us up yesterday. Now, run differential-wise, they're about 40 apart. I mean, last year, they got off to a pretty ridiculous start. But overall...
Yeah, more guys. I mean, everybody was hitting last year around this time. Except for Casty.
Certainly more pop.
Yeah.
Certainly more pop. Bullpen was ridiculous.
Yep.
But this rotation, I think... Now, Ranger was pitching really well, whatever. I mean, it's not like last year's rotation is better. I think this rotation is better.
Yeah.
But overall, I know you said that you're back in, and I'm back in too, but are they passing your smell tests? Because I think we're now past Memorial Day.
Sure.
Are they passing the Ikery smell test?
They are. I've been sort of reserved, and even when I said I was buying back in and wanting to enjoy the team, that was really me letting my guard down and opening myself up to enjoy the team and embrace it, as opposed to nitpicking and being afraid to believe in them again. Yeah, I'm in, but it doesn't mean there aren't flaws and the team still needs areas where they can get better. If we're talking about winning the World Series, and that's what we're talking about. I'm not talking about making the playoffs or any of that stuff. I'm just saying getting to the World Series and really having a chance to win it. I think we do, because this is the sport that I've learned that the best team doesn't always win. Meaning the team that's loaded with the most talent doesn't necessarily always win. And pitching, you get to that postseason, and this pitching is, if they're healthy and they're on point, we got enough red light players in this lineup that I'm okay. Even with last year, what happened with the Mets, you know, bats going cold in game 6 and 7 2 years ago against the Diamondbacks, I get it. But to me, that was they had been hitting leading up to that.
They were
that
the best
series. Yes.
They were the best offense in the history of baseball in the postseason until game 5.
Yeah.
Like, that's what made it so frustrating, those two games, that they were on an historic pace.
Yeah, yes. I still remember the Atlanta series, right? Mm-hmm. Like they looked real good that year. So Yeah, I feel good about him right now, man. I do. I really do. There's room to still grow. Bryce still hasn't hit his stride just yet. I think there's a little bit more from a power sort of surge that could happen with Casty. You can get that with him. There's a little bit there in Trey, I think, that's still there where he can start to give you a little bit pop, man. And get close to 20 home runs.
He just missed two home runs today.
Yeah.
Missed, though.
So I think they're – and that's the good thing. They're where they're sitting at right now, and we're not saying they've maxed out. This is the best that they could be right now.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. Like, I think they – to me, they look like a house – that it's not a fixer-upper, right, because they do have the best record in baseball, mm-hmm. but the foundation and everything with it is in a good spot.
Yeah.
But they have room to get better. Like, I don't even think they've played their best baseball.
I don't either, yeah.
And I think you can smell a fraud. I think you can smell a fraud team.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't sense that
with
them. Oh,
we did in 18 and 19.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen teams that have had good records deep in the season. And they just, the way they're playing, I think they're just scratching the surface offensively. I don't know if the home runs are ever going to come in a meaningful way. Like, are they going to go, I hope Harper can get to 30 home runs, but, you know, I think they might be what they are. But what I do like is them buying into the pass the baton approach. And when Harper is in there, I think the thing that was happening before he got hurt is he finally felt comfortable with a guy behind him where he doesn't have to be Superman.
Yeah.
And that's what Schwarber being behind him, I think, has gotten Bryce to the spot of, okay, I'll take my walk. I'll take my singles. I'll go the opposite way. I'll do these little things. And I just think they're scratching the surface of how good they can be. They gotta find some pieces in the bullpen, no doubt about it. And maybe another bat at the deadline. We'll probably get more into the Reese discussion tomorrow of adding like a big-time bat like that. Mm-hmm. But I just... They're a really good baseball team, and there's an opportunity for them to get even better.
Yep.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We'll get to your phone calls on the other side. Again, if you're leaving the ball game or heading to the ball game, we'd love to hear from you. We'll get more Phillies on the other side. Also, Everyday Eagles and a special trip down memory lane. This was an anniversary of a great, great day in Philly sports on this day. So all that's coming up next on Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.